I think it's muted now. So I'll go ahead with the roll call. Please start the recording. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the At Large Technology Task Force call taking place on Monday, 8th of May 2017 at 1500 UTC. On the call today, we have Dave Ananthilaxing, Olivier Crepin-Lebdon, Gordon Chilcott, Judith Hellerstein, Dustin Phillips, Glenn McKnight, and Satish Babu. Currently, we don't have anyone on the Spanish channel, and we have received apologies from Alfredo Calderon. Our Spanish interpreters today are Claudia and Marina, and our staff, Ariel Liang, Mario Aleman, Evin Erdoğdu, Laura Bankford, Alex Hudson, Corinna Ace, and myself, Yashim Nazar. Finally, I would like to remind everyone to say their names before speaking, not only for the transcription purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. And I also would like to add that Heidi Ulrich from SAS has joined us on the call as well. So welcome, Heidi. And now I would like to leave the floor to our chair, Dave Ananthilaxing. Over to you, Dave. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ethan. This is Dave Ananthilaxing, and welcome everyone to this call. On this call today, we'll be looking at the review of the At Large Technologies issues page, and I'll want to give an update on the LACRALO mailing list issues and talk about a new technology issue, which is the Adobe Connect issues of recent. We'll then have a discussion on an update on two of our FY18 special request budget proposals that were accepted. One was the policy tracking proposal and the captioning proposal. And next, what we then want to have a discussion on is developing a report on conferencing solutions. Also, next on the agenda would be a discussion on how we move forward on group chat. And this is especially in light of the at-large review, recent recommendation regarding the use of group chat. And also on the agenda, a look at how we update and restructure the TTF main page and any other business with a discussion on how to do some outreach to other constituencies if we are able to get to that in time. Anybody wishes to add anything to the agenda? Seeing no hands or nothing in the chat. Okay. I was scanning through the action items. But I honestly think, just by glancing through them, a lot of the action items are going to be covered in today's agenda. So I would like to say, if you could skip the action items for now and just go immediately into the technology issues page, simply because a lot of the things we're going to be discussing today are going to be updating some of those action items and or removing them. Okay, any objections to that? Okay, well, seeing none. Okay, let's just move ahead to our technology issues page. And the technology issues page, and thanks to staff for putting it up there, the technology issues page is to track possible technology issues noted by the at-large community and the this technology task force for raising with ICANN staff. And we have an update on one key issue, and that's the LACRALO mailing list issues. I've had a conference call with the ICANN's IT persons, Mark and Karina, and one of the things that we discussed was to scale up the testing of the mailing list tool. One of the things that we are looking to do is to redirect the existing LACRALO emails from the LACRALO EN to the new Transbot email list so as to try to get some of the more, how should I put it, real-world uses of how people in L'Aquila are using the mailing list today, and therefore see whether it's able to handle the translations or not. And the way it would work is that the emails will be directed to the Transbot mailing list, but any replies on the Transbot mailing list would not go back to the existing L'Aquila mailing list. I've circulated this to the persons testing this on the Transbot mailing list, and nobody really had any objections, and they're prepared for it. The downside is, of course, is that those persons would get two sets of emails. But, you know, I'm certain when we set up an email filter properly, we'll be able to sort out which email is coming from which list. So, Karina, Mark, I think I gave the go-ahead on Friday on this. Is there any ETA on as to when this will be turned on?
Hi, this is Karina Ace. Thanks, Dave. I think you pretty much covered it, and since you proposed to the group this solution and gave it last week, we informed our IT ops team. It's fairly simple to set up and also to remove if we need to. The latest update is that our team should have this set up of the new email forwarding complete and tested by later today. They're just at this point doing their due diligence to make sure it's set up correctly since it's the first time we're doing this. But we should have an update for you by this afternoon and have the forwarding in place. Hopefully.
Okay. Thanks for that. Any comments or questions from the group on this? Okay. Seeing nobody's raising any questions. I think this will be a good step forward because I think what the goal is to try to more rapidly test this, iron out the bugs, and hopefully see if we can get this new Transbot tool deemed ready for actual replacement of the existing L'Aquila list. I see a question from just to answer Heidi's question for the record, has L'Aquila been informed of these changes? Not the whole L'Aquila list, but those L'Aquila persons on the new Transbot testing tool. So Humberto Carrasco, Harold Arcos, Maisbal, and who are on those lists have been made aware, and they have responded that they are ready for this, to do this testing. So, okay. All right.
Heidi's question is, has the leadership, you know, Umberto and the others, have they informed the rest of L'Aquila? Have they sent out an email to the rest of L'Aquila that this is happening?
Okay, thanks for this, Heidi. Well, this is Dave. I would say specifically no, because the change right now isn't going to impact the existing list in any way. What's going to happen is that the emails that's going on the L'Aquila list are just being redirected to the new Transbot list to see how it handles the translation, so that persons on both lists can see how the translation is being handled on the new tool. And the existing L'Aquila mailing list isn't going to be impacted in any way. You're not going to see any strange change. There's no changes needed on the L'Aquila EN mailing list or the L'Aquila ES mailing list. So there's no real change at this point. I will bring it up on the L'Aquila monthly call that the test is ongoing, which is going to be next week, Monday. Okay. All right, I could certainly also post that to the, we can make that an action item just to send an email to the L'Aquila leader, by the TTF leadership and L'Aquila leadership. So we can certainly add that as the, as a action item. Okay. So the second thing was, Just to answer Laura's question quickly, perhaps, but we've made calls for a person to help with testing of the LACRAL or mailing list before, but it certainly can't hurt to do it again. So certainly, perhaps when we inform the LACRAL list, that perhaps more persons will be interested. So, okay, let's just go ahead with moving on in the next technology issues. So one of the things was looking at how do we export Adobe Connect recordings from Flash to formats like MP4. And at the Copenhagen meeting, I said, one of the suggestions we have made was that at-large staff could remote control a machine dedicated at an ICANN office somewhere that has the sufficient bandwidth to do the download and exports of Adobe Connect recordings to MP4. And that would alleviate the staff's, at-large staff need to have their computers tied up to do the download and export and not being able to do their other work effectively. Has there been any, can anyone from staff give some sort of update? Has this been considered? Any progress made on this? Mark or Karina, if you are speaking, then I'm not hearing you.
Yeah, hi.
Okay, yeah. I see Mark. Karina. Oh, go ahead.
This is Karina. Hi. I can't actually speak to this. I know Mark had a conflict this morning. I'm not sure if Alex is able to make it on or if he has an update in large place, but if not, maybe we can circle back separately with Mark to get an update. I don't have any on this one. I'm sorry about that.
Hi, okay. Hi, this is Alex Hudson. I did speak with Mark earlier this morning, and he did not give me an update in regards to this particular item, so I don't have an update either.
Okay. All right. Well, we could circle back in the end of later this week by email. So let me just jump ahead to the next technology issue. And it's a technology issue that I added in discussion with Judith. And that was some of the challenges we've had with Adobe Connect. And it seems to have been a lot of at-large conference calls this week that have significant connectivity challenges. And I don't know if any other at-large persons could speak to this. But we had situations where a lot of the conference calls this past few weeks, post-Copenhagen, situations where persons were unable to use the Adobe Connect audio to connect to the conference call. We had persons on the Adigo Bridge who are unable to hear persons on the Adobe Connect and sometimes vice versa. The persons on the Adobe Connect bridge couldn't hear the persons on the Adigo bridge. And, you know, persons having to, exit Adobe Connect and reload Adobe Connect. I just thought I wanted to add this in here because I thought that, I noticed this happened to a lot of the at-large calls. And I was wondering, if others had the same experience on this. And if they wanted to briefly just indicate whether this was also happening to them. I'm seeing Justine and Judith typing. Okay. And Judith has also been mentioning that it's been happening on the NCUC calls. And Justine is typing. Well, while Justine is typing, I just want to know, has staff taken note of this? And if so, has there any particular reason or understanding of why this issue is happening?
Hi, Dave. This is Heidi.
Heidi, go ahead.
Yes. So, yes, staff have very much noticed that, and the ACSO's support staff have written to IT, and IT is working on it. So as soon as we know the details, we will go ahead and get back to you on that. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Judith?
Yes, it's Judith Hellestein for the record. What I also remember when we had Josh on the call, he was saying that they had problems with the vendor and with interconnections, and that they had been working with the vendor, but we were asking him whether, you know, they had promised certain quality issues and they have not adhered to them. And I was interested in finding out from, you know, Alex or Karina and what efforts have been made to pressure the vendor to make sure that they adhere to the contract.
Hi, this is Karina. Again, I wish I could give more of a detailed update on this, but I think we would need Josh and or Mark on the call to speak specifically to that contract and our relationship with the vendor. Something I'll make note of and bring up with Mark, and maybe we can have a separate conversation with Josh as well.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks, Judith and Laura. Sorry, Karina.
Dev, Ariel, Dev, this is Judith. Ariel had problems a while ago. This is Judith again. And maybe you can ask Ariel if she's still having problems. She had problems with sharing screens and loading stuff onto the pod. And she had to keep reloading. And I don't know whether she's still having those problems or whether they got resolved.
Okay. Well, if Ariel is on, I see she is. Same problem, no update from IT on this issue, on those issues. Okay. Well, hopefully, I think perhaps we could just send an email, and perhaps if there's an update, perhaps it could be shared with the TTF as to the Adobe Connect issues, because I've heard informally from a lot of people in the at-large community that this was really a frustrating problem, you know, trying to get on call, not able to get through, and getting very bad audio connections. So hopefully we will get a response to this issue on the Adobe Connect connectivity challenges soon. Okay. All right. So seeing no other comments, let's move ahead to the next agenda item. And that's an update on the FY18 budget request. The ICANN board has reviewed the budget requests from the various ACs and SOs and have given their approval. And both proposals were approved. The FY18, and I hope the FY18 thing is unsynced because it's quite small. So the two proposals that were approved was a FY18 policy tracking proposal, and that one deals with how let me just bring this up on the hopefully it's the FY18 budget thing is going to come in on the screen. Thank you. Thanks very much. So just to give a brief overview of what this was trying to do. The at-large website has a policies page where we list all the correspondence that has been issued by the ALAC, and it's grouped by various topic keywords of all the policy statements and correspondence issued by the ALAC since 2003. The problem was that the board responses to this, and therefore the impact of all of these statements, whether the board accepted it, rejected it, ignored it, or what was the impact? We found out that, and as a person who's been involved in ICANN at large, the board apparently has a tracking feature, which is done separately, but on a separate page. That's updated by staff in a separate system, where it's in a spreadsheet and made available as a PDF. So what our proposal was to do was to have ICANN allocate resources and build a system that will incorporate the policy advice and what was the outcomes of that policy advice, and also to have the policy correspondence page be able to be to search by the actual words in the PDF. Right now, it currently cannot do that. So this proposal was approved, and I believe, well, Laura had some mention that this was being looked at, and there was some ideas of how, the Technology Task Force and ICANN IT could look to try to make this proposal a reality. So I'd just like to probably turn the floor to Laura just to give some direction as to where this proposal could be implemented.
Yes, thank you, Dave. This is Laura. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you perfectly, very well. Thank you. Go ahead.
Excellent. Thank you, Dave. Congratulations on getting your budget request approved, and I am happy to be on the call today. I would actually recommend that we just spend a few minutes thinking about and getting feedback from you on how we want to kind of work together going forward. This is kind of a mini project. It's obviously not as big as the at-large website revamp, but I think we can maybe use some of the methods that we had to work together. I would anticipate that we probably want to work together on setting up some kind of meetings cadence just to make sure that we're in touch with what the requirements are for at-large and also providing regular updates. As you know, what works really well for us is to have regular kind of check-ins and progress updates and show how these features are moving along because that really helps us in making sure that we hit the mark with what you guys are looking for. So I'd like to kind of talk about that. I would estimate that, we might need a few checkpoint meetings over the next several months. We are, as we talked about in the last meeting, the Global Domains Division and the board have been working on a database to track all of the advice statements coming in. They are planned to complete that by June, which means we should be ready to start picking up a project to start linking that database to the at-large database on the policy summary. And so from a timing perspective, that's kind of where we're at. It is one of our next upcoming priorities is to start working on not only linking it to ICANN.org in a better way than the PDF and Excel spreadsheets that are existing on that page, but also linking it to at-large and GAC, which are both already set up to receive those. So maybe I'll pause there and hand it back to you, Dave, and Olivier, if you're on the call, to just think about how we want to work together over the next several months.
Thanks, Laura. This is Dave. Before I respond, any thoughts or feedback from the group on this? Olivier, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks very much, Dave. Olivier Capon-Leblanc speaking. I think the first step would be to put together a wiki page for our project design and start, do a homepage for this, and then we can start putting ideas on there on how we want to proceed with working together. But certainly by email and tracking our progress through the wiki is the first steps that I would suppose would be the way to move things forward. I'm not 100% sure yet as to what we wish to have out of this, because we have to design it. So I guess we probably will need to put our heads together and get ourselves organized to kick a few ideas around on how to implement this.
Thanks, Olivier. This is Dave. I agree. I think a web page, wiki page would be a good first step. And perhaps we probably do need to have special purpose calls focused on this one. This is ready to be, when we're ready to, as I say, look to design this. So
I wonder, it's Olivier speaking, I wonder if we can get a few other technologists on this. I know there are a few and at large, and that I'm sure they'd be interested in a project like this.
This is Dave. I would certainly probably could issue a call, and we could issue the call throughout at large in this to see who would be willing to get be involved in such a this sort of project. So I think perhaps once the wiki page is set up, and I guess Laura and team are ready to begin looking at the design of this and so forth, I think then we can also then issue a call, just pointing them to the page and indicating, you know, what's the general idea and asking for persons who also wish to be involved. I think would be the way forward. Let's see, what was the question here? Okay, well, I was seeing a question from or comment from Justine that I was just about to ask who might SMEs for this project. I'm not one quite sure what SMEs mean, Justine. Perhaps you might want to just clarify that. All right, and a question from Glenn.
Either small and medium enterprises or subject matter experts.
You know what?
Probably
subject matter experts. Thank you. You're right. For a second, the first that I wasn't too sure what the acronym was for a second there. Question from Glenn. Laura, would you have a chance to demo the project in Johannesburg? Okay, and so Laura, you think that there's something that could be shown in Johannesburg, and so forth, we can start actually having these, once having Wikipedia set up, and perhaps a conference call before Johannesburg then?
Hi, this is Brian, Laura. What I would recommend that we, just to be clear, demonstrate kind of the board database as they have completed it and how that will be presented on the web page. And then also, I think we might be at a point where we can start sharing some very early kind of mock-ups or wireframes on what a page might look like. And so I think both of those things would be very good targets for Johannesburg.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I think that, well, perhaps we have to then look to really, as I say, as Glenn is asking a question, have a TTF meeting in Johannesburg to really cover this type of information. Olivia, you have a question on this? I just want to get to, you said wire conference call for Johannesburg.
Go ahead. It's Olivia speaking. I heard someone saying conference call for Johannesburg. So I was like, wire conference call? Yeah, we'll meet in Johannesburg.
Okay, I get you. Okay, understood. All right. So let's have the wiki page set up for this project tracking. And Laura, if you want to show something before the Johannesburg session, that would be welcome. You can have a special purpose call for it if you need to. But if not, you can just have it at the TTF session. And unfortunately, there's a lot of line noise here. Well, I guess one of the connect challenges. All right, go ahead. Okay, it seems to be... Okay, well, let's see if we have some fun here. This is Dave. I think it's stopped now, though. Is anyone hearing it now? Okay. Okay, that's let's okay, thanks for this.
Dev, are you speaking?
Okay, this is Dave. Sorry, I was mute. Let me just start this over again. So since the noise has disappeared, let's move on to our next update, which is the captioning proposal. Judith, can you take the floor?
Sure.
Take up an update on.
This is Judith Hellstein for the record. So the other proposal that we had put through the technology task force, which was accepted as an ALAC-wide proposal, was the one on captioning. As you know, we had done two pilots, successful pilots of captioning, where we tested out English, French, and Spanish captioning. And these were all very successful. And then we put in a third proposal to do more of these and to expand the captioning. And it has been accepted as core. But what we don't know, and maybe we can look to Heidi to explain, in how many sessions we will have. One is how many sessions we will have both in English and in Spanish and French. And two, whether we need to do a survey of people in determining on how they like these transcripts as opposed to the verbatim transcripts, and whether what's the idea, whether we should, can we get rid of the, I guess the total idea is, can we get rid of some of the verbatim transcripts and use that money just to have captioning for everything? And so I'll let Heidi go and answer the question.
Hi, everyone. So, can you hear me? Dave?
Yeah, Heidi, we can.
This is Dave, yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So basically, Rob's team is leading this next one because it's now in core. So what I would suggest is that, you know, Judith, we had a small captioning working group for the pilot. So I would suggest that group get together with at-large staff and Rob and just talk about how we're going to move this forward now that it's in core. And after that, we might, you know, do a wiki page and just see how this is going to go, because, again, it's going to go across ACs and SOs this time. It's not just at-large calls this time. So it might be that this group, this small group, be expanded. It's all options are open right now because it is in core. So it's early days still. And this is something that, you know, maybe we can talk face-to-face in Joburg, because it is only going to begin on the 1st of July. Okay, that's all for right now. Thank you.
Okay, so this is Judith again. Thanks, Heidi.
Judith, so...
Yeah, so I guess this is Judith. So what I think we'll do is we'll put a call out to the TTF and then also to the captioning group who originally set up when we were doing the first pilot, who we really didn't use since then, and see about reconvening a group to discuss this and also having a wider call through different SOs and AC to get your name onto this group so we can have a group with Rob. And yes, Olivia, this is Judith Allison. I thought I had said my name. Thanks.
Okay. All right. So I think this is Dave. So let's indeed capture that as an action item to have that call for additional members for the captioning pilots. And I guess when that call is ready to happen with staff to discuss the captioning.
Yeah. Dave, this is Heidi. Sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I'm just wondering if we could first have just a call with Rob and the existing team before any kind of call is made, just so we're all on the right track and we're all in agreement with how this is going to proceed. If that's okay. I don't know who is going to own this. If this is going to be a community-driven project for the identification of the calls that will have captioning, or if this is going to go into something that staff does. So I'd first like to see what the thoughts are from Rob, who's leading this, and then also from Judith's group, if that's okay. So a two-step process. First, a small group with Rob, just to clarify what the plans are, and then the call for a wider participation inside this group, if that's the way that it is going to go forward. Thank you.
Okay. This is Dave. I'm thinking that's okay then. So perhaps we'll have the action item then to set up that call with the informal captioning group to meet with Rob and staff to discuss things, and then you can then move forward from that. Okay? And, organize a doodle, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. I think we've covered the update on the two budget proposals. And I think it's a very good thing that our proposals have been accepted. The previous year, we submitted a budget proposal to get the Lacrello meaningless issues fixed or looked at, and that has happened. So it's good that our work is being, our proposals are being recognized as good enough that it needs to be supported. Okay, so let's move on to our next agenda item, because we do have a hard stop at the top of the hour. And that is a developing report on the conferencing solutions. So some of the things that we have been looking at conferencing solutions for some time now, and I really would want to have a conferencing solutions report generated that tries to put together what we have looked at in terms of the core features that we looked at in a conferencing solution, and some recommendations. Now, one of the things that we have noted was that what we have discovered that some of these conferencing solutions could be very good recommendations for at-large themselves, for their internal, for use as the ELS themselves, to be able to do their activities and their work. And potentially, and again, I'm just showing it as a suggestion, we can also have a possible second report on Adobe Connect and looking at the challenges and so forth. But I do think that we do need to have really put together a report, especially given that ICANN itself is looking for ideas, are looking for solutions to Adobe Connect, and I think some work that could happen to make this report a reality, taking the work that we've already done, looking at it, improving on it. And what myself and Judith are looking for is somebody to help lead this, because we are, at least I am, quite constrained for time to work on these things. Judith?
This is Judith Housing, for the record. So what Jay was saying, we had looked before at a whole bunch of conferencing solutions in the past several years ago, but perhaps many of these have since improved. And so we would love to have someone's help to review these and see which ones are improving on it. And I know Jolly McPhee from has been working with Zoom and been pushing them to improve. But what we also would like is someone to help with us and draw up a list of In the web conferencing tools, we have a listing of priorities of what we need a web conferencing software to do. And also, so we could help first now here draw up a list of these priorities and see okay, which software does this? And because this will be how ICANN has told us, Josh has told us that this type of thing will be very helpful to them, and Mark have told us, because as they are looking maybe to get out of Adobe, what they would want is a listing of all priorities that would need to be in a web conferencing solution or that could be added on later. And then that way, when they do intend, when they do actually look, they will have this list to refer to. And so that's, I think, also what why we want some other people on the team is to help with all this process. Dev, is that... Is it clear to everyone, or if anyone has any questions, let Dev and I know.
This is Dave. Also, on the link, and I just put the link in the chat because there was a I did the proposed Google Slides report, and I suggested a possible structure for this report. Just to mention what it is again, an intro as to what this review of conferencing solutions is, the key desired features for a conferencing solution, looking at Adobe Connect, alternatives to old Adobe Connect, and then a section on free, low-cost conferencing solutions for at-large community, and then asking for feedback and suggestions from the community. When this report is presented. So is there anybody wishing to take the lead on this? I'm not saying I would not be able to help work on it, but it's just that I just need somebody else really needs to help take the lead on this and trying to organize calls and discussions
yeah.
and share the discussions on this report.
Yeah, Dev. Yeah,
is anyone wishing to volunteer?
Yes, it's Judith again. If anyone wishes to volunteer,
Judith.
Help out. If anyone wishes to help out, both Dev and I on this, because we could use some extra bodies, that would be great. Glenn, is that you are volunteering for it? Or someone else, let us know, because we could use someone to really help take the ball by the hand. Justine. Great. Justine has volunteered. So we don't take time on the call. Email us and let us know who wants to volunteer, and then we'll create a subgroup.
Okay. Great. Great. Let's do that. And thanks, Justine, for volunteering. And I see Carlton is on the call and asks the question. Just to answer the second part of the question, is this detailed work valued? I think there is a help. It would be good to actually put together this report because it leverages the work that we already did. So it doesn't get lost. And I think there are significant challenges for at-large community members. That are looking to find conferencing solutions that can help them. So I would say that first part. I don't know if anybody from staff wishes to answer the first part of Carlton's question. By all means, they can raise their hand. And I see Satish is also volunteering to help. So Justine and Satish, thanks for this. So we can work with you and with Mario, from staff to help coordinate some time to chat about this and work together on the report and give you editing rights to the slides and so on. Okay. This is Dave seeing no further comments or questions or observations on this. Then let's move on to the next agenda item, which is moving forward on the group chat. So on the Copenhagen meeting and in some of the testing I reported on before, I suggested a certain approach for how we could treat a group chat. And I just put together the slides, and of course I'll just jump straight to the actual slide, which is in slide let me jump to it quickly. From page 28, and in that, we pointed out how at large, an illustration of the amount of challenges of how many different chat systems there are, and seemingly more we discover every day. And I suggested how at large should use a group chat, since we are using Skype for chat instant messaging. And that group chat has certain core features, has certain benefits that's over Skype. And, we have done some work on this for quite some time now. We used Slack for at ICANN 50 for the at-large summit. And we have looked at two other group chat solutions, and within the past year, we've looked at Rocket Chat that the NCUC was looking at one point, and we also looked at Mattermost earlier this year. So, and one of the things I was suggesting was that perhaps we should look at using the free tier Slack solution, and the reasons why. Very unlikely that ICANN would offer support or server resources or tech support in the short term to help deploy a self-hosted solution for the at-large community. And for volunteers to take up that task to host the solution, I think that without using their resources, without payment and support, is too much. And I pointed out certain things that the existing free Slack version has. We can install several integrations like Twitter notifications, Google Calendar notifications. There's a translate tool. So we can include those integrations in the free tier version. And I've also created a public-facing website at slackarchive.io. So our chats can be linked from a wiki page or at large website. And the chat can then also be exported from Slack as a backup on a regular basis. So I just wanted to get some feedback as to what people think about this. And the reason why is because, especially the at large review, specifically calls out that the at large community should look at group chat solutions like Slack to replace, email, wiki, Skype chat as a Skype chat replacement. I'm paraphrasing the exact at-large review, but so I want to just get some feedback. Is this feasible, or do we need to look at investigate more? Or I just want to raise this with the community and see if anyone has any comments. Seeing Justine typing and Judith typing. Okay, the question, in terms of the user numbers, I believe the free tier Slack version can support unlimited users. The only caveat is that you can only search for a restricted range. However, with the public Slack archive, with that website tool, we could probably be able to search a far longer history. No, it was not limited to it's not limited to 100 users, as far as I understand it. So. Now, having said that, I mean, I have this, I don't know whether if you want to still investigate other possible group chat solutions. I've noted the slide, at the very first slide with all of those circles. There are lots of chat solutions out there. And I don't know if persons want to look at possible other group chat solutions or make a recommendation to the ALAC whether we should take this approach. Judith?
Yes, this is Judith Helsin for the record. I like this approach. I thought it was good. But I also, maybe Alex and Karina can check in with Mark. And he was talking about possibly some type of chat. ICANN would adopt some type of chat solution where they could also integrate, have it on a separate stream, just like we have captioning on in a pod, but it really exists on the stream text. The idea that chat would exist on some kind of other pod, and that can be inserted into different web conferencing to LinkedIn, so that the chats from one session from TTF could continue on in some other place, or some, and you could have one continual one. And I don't know whether he was just thinking off the bat when we were talking in Copenhagen, or whether ICANN is really looking for something like that. And maybe Alex or Karina can talk about that.
Yeah, I'll make note. This is Alex Hudson for the record. I will make note, and I will speak with Mark about that.
Okay. All right. Any thoughts or comments on this? I mean, I am thinking, and I don't know how the at-large review is going to be handled, but I would be thinking that the at-large review party would be asking the TTF as to whether this recommendation could be implemented or not, given that this has been under the TTF's crosshairs for some time now. So we do need to be ready to give the at-large, the ALAC and the at-large review party in its response as to whether this could be the at-large review recommendations could be implemented. So we do have some time, but we are kind of running out of time on this. So, again, all right, any other thoughts, comments? One. All right. I'll solicit some more feedback again on the mailing list on this. Okay. Since we do have a hard stop, let's move on to our next agenda item, and that's the updating, restructuring the TTF main wiki page for the. As all working groups, including the TTF, does have a wiki page. And I would say that, you know, one of the challenges for the wiki is that is how to organize this information. And I was just wanting to ask someone to, well, that perhaps, you know, is somebody willing to help take the lead to work with ourselves, Judith, me, and Mario, to help restructure how they think a wiki page should be structured in terms of the working groups. I think one of the big challenges, especially when we're looking at engagement issues, you know, is how do we get at-large community members up to speed exactly as what is happening in a working group in terms of what's happening, or getting feedback as to what the working group is working on and so forth. The information could be presented, perhaps structured or presented in a better way. I just want to get some feedback, ask the community if there's anybody wishing to help with this reorganization or restructuring of the TTF main page. Judith?
Yes, this is Judith Helsin for the record. Also, you know, we've tried to restructure and rewritten the About section, but like one idea could be that this section on recommendations, we could take that out and move it to another part and instead put little stories and saying what we have done, saying the TTF has worked on the Adobe Connect, the TTF has worked on the some of our successes on the LaCroix mailing list, and maybe put like a bunch of links to some of the stuff that we've done, and just put this information about the recommendations is kind of dry but important into like something like background history. And so those are some ideas, but we're welcome to have yours and other ideas on the call.
This is Dave. Anybody wants to help, as I say, take the reins of this reorganization or restructuring of the TTF main page? Going once, and twice. Okay. Well, I think what happened with Mario? I think we're just going to have to try to work on this as best as we can on our own. But I tell you what, we will post this to the mailing list and see if somebody who is not on this call but on the TTF would be willing to help work with this. Okay? All right, so you can note that. Mario, go ahead.
Yes, hello, this is Mario for the records. I just would like to ask if you would like to change the layout a little bit of the homepage. Because it is set right now in different paragraphs. You can do it in different columns or sort of different things. I don't know, what do you think, or some of the users' ideas?
Thanks. Well, I mean, I think this is what, this is Dave. I would think that, you know, this is what we'll probably have to discuss and figure out. I think what we need to do is just have a small conference call, with you and I and with other interested persons, and see how we can do this. And maybe what we can do is make a copy of this main page, put it elsewhere, and we can make the modifications and then present it to the group to see what the community likes this. Okay? And I see Dustin has volunteered for this. So thanks, Dustin. So perhaps ourselves and Dustin and you, Mario, we can have a separate call over Skype to just talk it up. All right? So we do have like 2 minutes left, and we have a hard stop. So quickly, I know Glenn had done a one-pager of the Lucid Press for Copenhagen, and I think Glenn's question is speaking to whether persons are willing to help if we want to do one for Johannesburg. Does anybody have any quick comments or questions? Well, it was not a one-page newsletter, but which is now a magazine. I'm sorry. It started as a one-page newsletter, but now it's turned into a multi-page, a magazine of sorts. So the question is, do you want to do one for Johannesburg? Any quick comments on this? Yes, no. Going once, going twice. All right, well, not seeing anybody objecting. So Glenn, could you just post this email to the TTF list? And just so that people can see the link of the what was done for Copenhagen. And we could get some feedback as to what we wanted for Joburg. All right. Judith, do you want to tackle the outreach to other constituencies, or do you want to just put that for the next TTF call?
Yes, this is Judith Elstein. Well, many of us have to go to the leadership call, so we are going to basically, move that to our next call, because many of us have to jump on that other call.
Sure. As well as I. So I think we can adjourn this call, and I'd like to thank staff and all of the TTF inputs on this call. And this call is now adjourned. Thank you all so very much. Have a wonderful morning, afternoon, evening, and day. Take care. Bye. Bye.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.